I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three. Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle. A candle feeds a flame. And what I got.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel on CITR 101.9 FM. Today, we have a very special guest in the studio with us. She is hilarious to the point where I really wish we had some kind of visual component for today's show, because so much of your interactions with this lovely person are her amazing facial expressions. The way she uses the space around her to convey meaning is just amazing. Should be studied in textbooks. We are speaking, of course, about my very special friend today, Ebina. So today is Songs with Ebina. Ebina, tell the people hello. Introduce yourself.
Why'd you gotta gas me up like that, bro?
Yes, I have like, to. It's Songs with Friends. It's
See,
songs
now, if
with
I
friends.
Wasn't so beautifully black, I'd be blushing. Stop
black
that,
and
stop
beautiful.
It.
See?
Black and beautiful.
Black and beautiful queen.
Beautiful black
we
woman
must remain
hands
focused.
Up.
We must remain focused.
We must remain, in fact, focused. Yo, yes. Any beautiful black woman listening right now? Hands up. Hands up. Let's
hands
go.
Hands up. Exactly.
So my name is Ebina. That's the traditional pronunciation of my name, but if you hear Ebina in the streets, that's me still.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of me up in here. We're in Canada, we're in Vancouver, so there's only going to be one Ebina, if anything.
And if there is another Ebina,
if there
know
is
that
another,
this is the
she's
Ebina.
Number two.
She's number
I'm number
two.
One.
Three even.
Literally,
you're
literally.
Ebina.
But I'm the first
top
one
two
here.
And not two.
Literally,
yeah.
Literally. Enough said about me. I'm literally just here for the ride. I'm here for the show. I don't even know how I got on to CITR on air. Like, I just be saying stuff and then suddenly I'm put myself in situations.
We were like, we want you.
Literally. And I'm just like, me? For what? What'd I say? And then I end up in situations. But I'm literally just a silly little master student doing stuff, being a geographer and other shit. Yeah.
Doing amazing things, doing amazing silly little
things. Thank you very much.
And I'm so excited for the eclectic, to say the least, mix of songs that you've brought for us here.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that first song is and why you chose it for us?
Honestly, like, y'all are gonna hear a little bit of everything in this playlist, because it's really just about me exploring like my own core memories and what has like made my music
a deep dive
today.
into the psyche.
Yeah,
of
deep
Ebina.
Dive into my more like memories, not really my psyche. I
okay.
feel more like a little bit of me, but also if you know any of these songs, then you're gonna know what like I'm listening to at any point in time. So like this playlist is very telling about both my history and like my current self. It's really interesting, but
okay. First
song is going to be Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And if mm-hmm. anybody knows
Come
good
on.
90s hip hop,
yep.
you know this
you
song.
Know.
You've heard this
you
song.
Know.
I know this song because my parents are huge 70s, 80s, 90s music like buffs, and they would make me listen to everything from that era, anyone and everyone. And that's who I get all of like my music taste from. Like, they put me on to stuff. Like, my parents put me on to everything I know, and you're gonna get a little bit of that in the beginning of this playlist. But I love 90s hip hop. I'm a big hip hop girl. Like,
as you should be.
Hip hop and rap are just fantastic. Like, it's my whole childhood. I love it. So Return of the Mac.
All right, here's Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Hope everybody listening enjoys. This is Songs with Ebina.
Show you that I'm winning. You're lying.
was wrong and all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your lies to me, she said she'd never turn on me. Your lies to me, but you did, but you did.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel and Ebina. The song you just heard was a classic, Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Tell us a little bit about more about that song, like your childhood growing up. Like, why is that so such a key, like, core memory for you?
Listen, because
I'm listening.
90s hip hop is such a huge thing in Africa. I don't think people realize just because Africa is just pictured, the continent is just pictured as something so removed from the rest of the world that people mostly think that we don't even get, we don't have anything, we don't get anything from the outside, and that's extremely wrong. I think that we know from our parents' music taste that they were very much connected to the outside world, and Africa's always been connected to the outside world. You can't make history without Africa. You can't make anything without Africa. We supply most of the world's resources. We supply most of the world's food, most of the world's workforce. The world would be nothing without Africa,
Speak on it.
But, like, that aside, Mark Morrison's song, Return of the Mac, which unfortunately was like his biggest and only hit, because we never heard about this man afterwards. I'm so sorry, Mark.
Honestly, I did not even know the artist's name. Like, I thought his name was Mac Morrison.
Literally, we never heard about him again. But thank you, sir, for making that song, because it was in the background of every single, like, Ghanaian ad that you would hear, like, back in 2006.
What were the ads before?
Would be for literally everything. Like, in Tree, you'd be talking about, like, maybe, like, a new medicine, like malaria, or, like, you'd
new
be
malaria
talking
vaccine
about a furniture
just dropped.
Sale at the nearest, like, mall, which only opened when I was a kid. Like, we didn't have malls when I was, like, really, really young.
Damn.
But they only opened around when I was, like, 7-8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So right a few years before I moved to Togo, and when I came back from Togo like 2 years later, we had malls out the wazoo, and even now we're still building malls, and I'm like, sir, build some roads first, me at the president. But like it's so crazy to see just how African cities develop, because you will blink and it's just a big new city.
Yeah.
You know, now across just one of those big hubs for diaspora travel. And I'm like, I never thought my hometown would become that. Now we're being talked about as one of the biggest destinations in the world for like December travel. And I'm like,
and where was your hometown?
Insane. Accra. I live more in the Tema area, if anyone knows where that is, but just I just say Accra for ease of it.
Mm-hmm.
But born and raised Accra girl, Ghana girl, city girl, like, city girl, like,
city
I don't
girl,
know,
entrepreneur,
no
like,
no, like, no villages, no none of that. Though I have seen The Village. I've been through the mud. But, like, I'm a city girl. Okay,
you're a
I'm
city girl at heart. At heart.
Yeah,
city girl
at heart.
At heart. And raised on Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Yeah.
And also, tell us a little bit more about the second song.
Yeah, so the next song is going to be another very core memory of listening to music with my parents, who, apart from listening to American music, they were also very much into African music from Ghana and outside of Ghana.
Okay.
So both English and French type African music, because my parents had grown up in Ghana, yes, but also seen the rest of the world and the rest of the continent. Like, they'd been traveling to Benin, they traveled to Senegal and Cote d'Ivoire before.
Okay.
And they
knew that worldwide.
Yeah, they knew that for me from the moment I was born, that they wanted me to have a French experience, because my dad was very much in between Togo and Ghana because of his work. And he was like, I want to raise my child to, like, at least know English and French. So they played old African Francophone music. And one of them is one of the biggest artists in the African Francophone sphere, Youssou N'Dour. And what's going to play next is one of his songs, Bamako, from his early work. And it just evokes so many memories for me, because it's one of the songs I love the most from him. And I would just play it on repeat inside the car whenever it would come up.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, yeah.
It's very wholesome. I've never heard this song before, so I'm really excited to hear.
Only the ones who are in that kind of, like, cultural sphere of Francophone Africa know about Youssou N'Dour, but he's one of the biggest names for us.
Youssou N'Dour, that's how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's Bamako, is that correct? Yeah. And that is by Youssou N'Dour. Hope everyone listening enjoys.
Thank you. CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR Station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel and Ebina. The song you just heard was Bamako by Youssou N'Dour. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly.
You're saying it pretty good. You're saying it pretty good.
Any other like thoughts that are coming to mind after we just heard that?
Youssou N'Dour just gets me in a very pensive space. Youssou N'Dour just gets me in a very pensive space just because it's like so childhood memory type ingrained in me. But if anyone's interested in him after this song, deeply recommend to listen to the album that Bamako is on.
The Lion.
The Lion. Yeah. Yes, The Lion is just a very amazing album. And all of his work is amazing because he's always been politically oriented, always been the Africa stand-up, Africa Renaissance type of artist, to the point that people literally elected him as the Minister of Culture in his country, Senegal.
Wow.
And he's just an extremely important figure in African reggaeton music and in African music in general. Like, if you know Fela Kuti, you should also know about Youssou N'Dour. Like, he's one of those very big greats who I think aren't talked about enough because people usually only hear about the Anglophone sphere of Africa.
Yeah.
But there's much, much more to the continent. Of course, since it speaks hundreds and hundreds of languages, but mostly it's colonial spheres, English, French, Portuguese, Spanish, Dutch in a few small parts, should be very much paid attention to and recognized and made just as important as the English-speaking parts of Africa, because there's so much you're missing out on by just staying within that small circle.
Yeah, word to Bong Joon-ho. Like, get over that. Get over that little barrier.
Word to Bong Joon-ho. Language is a myth. Language is a construct. Go beyond what you know. Always,
yes.
Always.
Word to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I love about like us and African countries is just I feel like music is so inherent in like our cultural
even
and
if we
like,
don't speak
pride.
The language, we know what's being said. Like, we feel it nonetheless.
We feel the emotion.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I don't know, like a big aspect of like my family and what brings that together, and I'm sure with you as well, is just like music, because
music,
it's such
like
a source of pride for so many different like African countries, to the point where this guy was like Minister of Culture.
To the point where
like,
this guy's Minister
Beyonce's
of Culture.
Beyonce's not out here
of
being
pride.
Minister of...
It's like ingrained in our blood and our DNA to love music and to be a musical people. And you know, like how African music is the origin of so many black genres today, blues, R&B, hip hop, Motown. You can trace all of that way back to the continent.
Yeah.
And I think that's what brings the black diaspora together, is just music. And I'm going to talk about this again, how like black identity making and community making is just so tied to music, because we are a musical people from like thousands of years back.
Yeah.
But it's just extremely important to us. And if you appreciate any of these kinds of music, I truly urge you to also be very political whenever black community things are mentioned. Because I'm so sorry, but BLM isn't a yes or no question. It never was and it never will be. Not to get too crazy about this, but it's just
you're not
like,
getting crazy. You're being
you
reasonable,
like
logical.
Yeah, you like hip hop. You like R&B. You don't have to have a black friend to say, I will support and engage with and respect African history and culture, black history and culture.
Speaking of, it's very simple. Yes.
You can have it in your everyday. It's very simple.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
And speaking of amazing black music, black community building, Vancouver Black Library is having their monthly couch jams tonight.
Yes.
So anyone listening live, make sure you check that out.
Yep.
Vancouver Black Library is also very much in need of donations.
Always.
So you can check that out through their link tree on Instagram or I believe ko-fi.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So definitely support that if you're liking everything you're hearing today. But that being said,
while we're
not being revolutionary, why don't we keep going and tell me about the next song?
Listen, the next song is about to take a turn in this playlist, because I'm about to play some J-pop from when I was like 12, 11.
Okay.
People know about me is that I am a huge J-pop, K-pop fan. It was my whole childhood. I watched anime since I could even remember watching TV. Like, that's how far back it goes for me. But yeah, no, J-pop. This song is called Diamond Only by the E-Girls. You don't hear about them too often these days. But they're just as, you know, they're a really big group. They're really fun. They're really funky, really fresh. They're so girly and cute and, like, lovely. Like, J-pop always made me so happy when I was a kid and just listening to it. It just gave me a boost of serotonin, which K-pop also does and K-pop also did for me. But I think if you know my interest and what I study, which I will get into later, then you'll know just how big of a place J-pop and K-pop has for me, which is going to be the next like three songs. So
perfect. Yeah. Okay. She's doing my job for me, everybody. This is Diamond Only by E-Girls. Hope you enjoy.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends with Daniel and Ebina. The song you just heard was Diamond Only by E-Girls. Tell me how you found that, because I'm guessing your parents were not playing this in the house.
They were definitely not playing this in the house. Ain't no way. But the thing is that, like, you know how I said I was big on anime, right, when I was a kid?
Yeah.
You would just go on YouTube and, like, search for anime theme songs, and the rabbit hole is pretty much going to take you to J-pop already. So, like, before you know it, you're already consuming so many J-pop artists just from, like, searching for maybe, like, Naruto's first opening song, that kind of thing. It's really easy to get lost into it. But like, I just love the serotonin jumpy type J-pop.
Yeah.
Rather than the rock type J-pop when I was growing up. I had a little bit of both in my playlist. Like, I loved the songs that were, if anyone knows the anime Nana, the songs from that anime were so big for me. Like, it was really cool rock, like Japanese music. And yeah, no, not to get too much into it, but it was really big for me growing up. And from J-pop, I slowly kind of diverted my way into K-pop by around like 2012. Yeah, when I was like 11, 12, mm-hmm. I diverted my way into K-pop. And that it was around that time that Gangnam Style like came up on the scene.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was around that time that Gangnam Style like became such a huge thing. And after that, I think K-pop just kind of like went on a rise. But it wasn't until a few years ago that it really became a global thing thanks to BTS. But people were already aware of it thanks to Gangnam Style. It's just like, Black K-pop fans were very, very few back then, very hard to find. I was the only one in the vicinity, obviously. Like, I was in Togo, I was 12. Who the fuck else is gonna be a Black K-pop stan? Be so for real.
Yeah.
But I started my K-pop experience, and I still stand to this day. Like, right now I've been on the BTS train since like 2013. Like, I've been there, there. First time. Like, from their debut, I've been there. Like, nobody ever better ask me no questions or like question my ability to love them, because I've been there. I've been there before all of y'all. But before them, the year before 2012, I loved EXO. EXO was my number one, and they still occupy a very important place in my heart. And this upcoming song is like their pre-debut song. Their debut song was called Mama. But before then, they had a song to kind of like introduce their members and their vocal lines. And this song was that. So it's called What Is Love. And it's more of like the slow R&B type K-pop.
Okay.
And it really demonstrates what's like EXO from the rest back then. Because they have extremely solid vocals. Like, when it comes to harmonies and vocal ability. And, you know, they also dance really well. They also, you know, are very pretty and handsome, all that, but vocal ability wise they are absolutely 10 out of 10.
And is that kind of like is what sets them apart from like the other groups, you would say?
Very much so. Like, K-pop is kind of difficult in that not everybody can sing, not everybody can rap, everybody's trained, but talent, like having that real talent in you, is not often found in K-pop. Like, that star power is not often found in K-pop. And pretty much at least half of the members in EXO had that, because they were 12 members. Like, there's a lot of men in this group.
Okay.
There are 12 members. And today they're like 8, 9, because some of them left due to legal issues and just a whole bunch of like mess. But they started out as 12. The song is them when they were like 12 members. And it's by their particular group that sings in Korean, because they were divided into 6, EXO-M and EXO-K. K stands for Korean, M stands for Mandarin. So they sang in both languages.
All their songs are
available in like both languages.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So like the clean and explicit versions, but just different languages.
Just different languages.
Wow.
No explicit, though. K-pop is very clean. Like, no explicit stuff.
Yeah.
No explicit stuff. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I'm very excited to hear this.
Yeah.
This is What Is Love by XOK. Hope everybody listening enjoys.
Girl, I can't explain what I feel. Hey, 가고 다리 가도 절
생각조차 했을까 내 곁에 있을 때 난 점점 대단한 남자가 되고 빛나
But instead, you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends, and this episode is Songs with Ebina. The song you just heard was What is Love by XOK. We're on a little bit of a K-pop, J-pop detour right now.
Yep.
One thing I want to ask you, Ebina, is like, what is it about like this type of music that you love? Like, how did you kind of fall in love with it?
It's so hard to say, but I think what drew me in at the very first time I listened to a K-pop song or like K-pop artist was that it sounds, first of all, extremely different from J-pop. Just a completely different world from J-pop just because K-pop has such huge black music influences from black R&B and hip-hop. And it's extremely easy to like hear from the get-go. And I feel that, of course, people should know that it's extremely hard to be a black anime fan, a black J-pop fan, a black K-pop fan, because the fandom and the industry, all of these industries and all these fandoms are extremely anti-black. They keep questioning our ability to be there, how devoted we are to these fandoms, if we even have a right to be asking for respect, when we very much do. K-pop would be nowhere without black music.
And yeah, you could really hear the R&B.
Absolutely.
Influence in
like,
love.
I'm
yeah.
So sorry, but EXO, I think I fell in love with them because they were just so into that R&B kick in their first albums.
Yeah.
And SM is very aware of that. I'm so sorry, but like, there's this one video that kind of puts an old EXO song over like an old Tyrese video where it's like falling onto his knees, and it's literally so funny. Like it's so funny, but it's so fitting because EXO and Tyrese are actually a great mix because you can hear the influences so clearly. It's impossible not to. And it's extremely hurtful as a Black K-pop fan to consistently be asked questions, to consistently be asked, why are you here? Like, are you sure you even like them? Like, I didn't know there were more of you. And it's the same thing with liking anime and J-pop and being Black.
And there's just so many Black anime fans.
Like, it's every day is a struggle. Like, I don't tell people that I like it anymore. And I'm sure other Black people, too. We only tell this to other Black people because we're like, with non-Black people, we're always going to get questions that are extremely offensive. Like, oh, my gosh, you guys are here. And I'm like, obviously, we are. Do you think we don't watch TV? Do you think we don't listen to music? I don't know why people keep wanting to put us in these boxes where we can appreciate and interact with the world around us. And as a researcher, I do I work on Afro-Asian history, identity making, and solidarities, and I just grapple with that every day, the questions, the, oh, you're doing this, why, all of this. And I'm just like, you wouldn't ask this to a white person. You really wouldn't. You wouldn't be asking all of this to a white girl, a white boy, like a white person, period. All these questions would not come up because I don't know why. There's so much psychology behind it, but I'm very sick and tired of all of this, and that's why I only revealed that I'm a fan of all of these things around people I feel safe with or around other Black people because they know just how hard it is to just not be able to enjoy things in peace, you know? So the next song is a BTS song. Like, it's one of their first, it's literally on their debut EP. I think like their repackaged debut EP, and it's called We Are Bulletproof Part 2. And to this day, it's my favorite BTS song.
Why?
Like, I literally remember where I was when I first listened to
it. Do you remember where you were when We Are Bulletproof Part 2 dropped?
Listen, June 2013, I was sitting in my room in Togo, and I was like, ooh, what's all this? Because they look dumb as hell, okay? First, like, in those first years when they debuted, they looked so dumb. They were out here in, like, these weird varsity football uniforms. They were out here with, like, terrible hairstyles. I'm so sorry. One of them had a perm. I was like, this has to be some kind of blackfishing. This is terrible. But, and they had these $3 chains on. It was so fucking funny. But, like, I loved them from the get-go because I was like, yo, this song, first of all, it's fire. And I don't think I've heard so far any K-pop group do hip-hop like this.
Yeah.
It feels different. And since 2013 to this day, 10 years later, I'm still on them, like 10 toes down, just because from that moment, they hooked me in. And I've still been listening to K-pop from that moment, 2012, 10 years plus on, because from that moment, it hooked me in because of how much Blackness I can hear in K-pop, which is so crazy to hear about, right? I can hear Blackness and Black music in K-pop explicitly. It's impossible not to.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully this hooks everyone as much as it hooked Ebina. This is We Are Bulletproof Part 2 by BTS. Hope you enjoy. We are bulletproof. We are bulletproof. What's up? Bulletproof. 이름은 정국. 스케일은 정국. 학교 대신 연습실에서 밤새 춤을 추고 노래 불러내. 너희가 놀 때 난 꿈을 집도 하며 잠을 참아가며 매일 밤새 볼펜을 잡네. 아침 해가 뜨는데 난 눈을 감네. 이젠 다 때와 스파는 반대 속에서 부숴버린 나의 한계. 그 반해 재수족해 회사에 컨택된 속칭 노래 모텔에 팔을 당한 너에게로 팔아낸 타이틀은 사실 Everywhere I go, everything I do 나 보여줄게 칼을 갈아왔던 만큼 날 무시하던 많은 사람들 이젠 oh 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 We shout it out We are bulletproof. We are bulletproof. What's up? Bulletproof.
no, that's nothing. 꿈미도 하지만 이제 필요 없어졌지. 넌 아직도 아마추어. 난 메이저 축구롭게 섞여 랩 몬스터 말처럼 꿈을 같이 무슨 비트든 간에 난 싹 집어 삼켜. 진실한 이름값 얘들아 이리 와 미리 봐. 하나는 아이돌의 반전 하하 힙 무신 분이 형들은 불가능하다 해지 boy 똑똑히 봐 요리 파서버려 마치 표 찍어 안 파서버 다 이제 되니 boy.
Everywhere I go everything I do 나 보여줄게 칼을 갈아왔던 만큼 날 무시하던 많은 사람들 이젠 oh 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 we shout it out.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Songs with Friends. This is Songs with Daniel and Ebina on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard We Are Bulletproof Part 2 by BTS, and that was a little bit of a journey through Ebina's core memories when it came to J-pop and K-pop. Mm-hmm. And now I understand we're gonna switch things up a little bit. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
We are going to switch things up linguistically again. I'm going to go back to French.
Okay.
This song that's coming is a song by Niska, and anyone who listens to French rap knows Niska. So, like, this song came out in, like, what, 2013, 2014? And it was, like, his big breakthrough hit. And this is pretty much, like, very mainstream French hip-hop. Like, a lot of French hip-hop sounds exactly like that. It's big. It's loud. They all have super deep voices. and they all are not afraid to put in their African-accented French into their music. This song is literally just about football. Like, it's about him making football bars and liking football, but he just sounds like the hardest ever because that's what his voice sound like. And, like, if you're going to be scared of anyone, don't be scared of Black Americans. Be scared of Black Europeans because, like Black French people, when they get into it, you're like, holy shit, oh. Like,
they
you're
get
scared.
Crazy. They
like,
get crazy.
The girls are getting scared because they're so, whoa. Like, no. Like, you're a real gangster if you're okay. out here, like, sounding like a Black French hip-hop rapper. It's crazy. But yeah, switching back from Korean into French, like, which is all the languages swirling in my head, like, constantly, like, hip-hop but very different spheres. Obviously you heard the hip-hop influences from BTS.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we can talk about that another day if you want. I can make a full K-pop playlist one day for you and we'll walk through it. But
a guided tour.
Yeah, a guided tour into K-pop. I honestly want to do a lecture one day on K-pop, like when
you
I'm a
should.
Full professor.
You should do a seminar.
I would love to do that. It would be so fun.
And I'm sure you
there's
will.
So much you can learn from K-pop and how music travels and the importance of seeing Blackness, Black identity, Black history and culture into global culture. You know, K-pop is just one of those things where it would be nowhere without the inspiration it takes from Black music. And the more people recognize that, the better off we'll be.
And I love how Blackness seems to be like a running thread throughout all
it's
the songs you brought
thread,
today.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you take anything away from Ebina and this episode, it's that it's Black as hell.
It's
so here's the next song.
Black in America, Black in Africa, Black in Asia.
Yes.
Now we're back to Black in France. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go back to Nigeria.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to America.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to tell us like, the name of the song? Because I think I might butcher the pronunciation, to be honest.
The song is called Maître de Charou.
Okay, here it is. Enjoy.
Lunettes teintées, phares et non, vitres teintées.
Bender.
J'partais au charbon.
Oui.
Ces biches portent blindé.
Porte.
J'ai encore la dalle, j'suis pas gaffe.
Oui.
J'sabre toujours les mains gantées.
Oui.
J'sabre toujours les mains gantées. J'volais le goûter des enfants gâtés.
Oh, oui.
Elle prend pas le cul, elle veut pas se réclater le clito.
Le bendo na bendo.
Tosco ma charo.
Oui.
Petit niggas à l'oketo. Je vais pas te rase pas, t'es vraiment paro.
T'es vraiment paro.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Ouais.
Et Bendo, Mathieu dit Charo.
Au
Paco les Choco. Maintenant, t'as même le terreau.
T'as même le terreau.
On paye pour qu'on t'arrose. Trafiquanté et la parole. Trafiquanté et la parole. On t'a niqué, toi t'as planté.
Ouais.
Plan A, je vais plomber. Ou comme la bœuf, je vais planter.
J'commence seulement, j'commence allemand.
Mathieu dit Raco.
On a la talement. Dans la rue, ça t'allume brutalement. En témoin, soit en véhicule allemand.
Allemand, allemand.
Tu tires apparemment.
Allemand.
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 Pourquoi tu cries mon grand?
Tiens.
Vas-y prends un calmant. Auto chillon me. Pour tous les frères qui tombent.
J'arrête
jamais seul.
tabac. Vous visez comme Nico, j'ai changé de bas. NS en hélico, j'suis en jetpack. On veut des sous comme au loto. Pas de peine blanchée, pas de toto. Poto, pied blanché dans l'auto. On est les best, y'a pas photo.
Hello, hello. This is Songs with Friends. You're listening to Songs with Daniel and Evana. This is her episode, and it's going amazing so far. I'm being put on to so much music I literally never would have heard otherwise. Like, even the times we've, like, hung out, like, this isn't something that would be brought up. So I'm very glad you're sharing all this music with me. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that song and, like, what is it that stands out to you other than just, like, regular hip-hop? Or when I say regular, I mean, like, mainstream. Like, what is it about this one that was like, this is for me?
Honestly, it's peer pressure. Because, like, when Machi Shao came out, everybody was like, Machi Shao, all over the, like...
It was like the Mo Bamba.
It was our Mo Bamba, low-key. Yeah. It went so viral and everybody was singing. I was like, I want to join in. So, like, I started listening to, like, French hip-hop from there, and it just never stopped because I was like, I had no choice. You know, peer pressure works like that. But also, it sounds great. So I was like,
It works.
It's my childhood now.
Yeah, like, it's harmless.
This is my childhood now. Like, this is what I'm in because this is what everybody's listening to.
Yeah.
So, I'm also going to be listening to it. But,
and so much of our music taste is informed by that, too. Like, what are the people around us listening to? What are we being fed on the radio or on popular playlists? So, I mean, luckily it resulted in this being a fire song that you were peer pressured into. But there's been some treacherous periods of my music taste where I'm like, why did I enjoy this?
Oh, no.
But this is not my episode. This is Evana's episode. So why don't
we'll
get
talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. Off air, therapy,
musical trauma. Yeah.
Musical trauma. Yes, exactly. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the next song? Because you teased before we played that one that we're going to be hopping into Black in Nigeria now.
Yeah. So Cruel Santino is an Alt-A artist, first of all. He's not purely Afrobeats. He makes Afrobeats, but he makes a futuristic alternative kind of Afrobeats called Alt-A that is now starting to gain traction amongst those who deeply listen to it, to the genre of Afrobeats. And one thing I want to make clear is the nuances within Afrobeats that are linguistically and culturally and geographically informed. So Anglophone Afrobeats sounds very different from Francophone Afrobeats.
Mm-hmm.
So you just listen to Machi Djaho, and a lot of the music made by Black people in France that are Afrobeats typed are going to have different histories because they're inspired by Malian music, Ivorian music, Congolese music, Senegalese music, etc., and not the usual Nigerian, Ghanaian musical influences that you hear in Anglophone Afrobeats. So Afrobeats right now is actually a catch-all term for all contemporary music coming from the continent. It doesn't properly designate one specific type of genre as it's supposed to, which I kind of blame the white man for, but we kind of like...
Yes, we should.
We kind of like also played into that because we're too lazy to like go into all the specifics, but we are very aware for the most part that there are specifics and nuances to what we create as a continent because we're extremely diverse. But Santino, back to him, he's Nigerian, of course. He makes very Nigerian-informed music, contemporary Afrobeats. But Alt-A is different from Afrobeats in that it takes influences from, like, folk, from rock, from American alternative music, all while keeping a very African sound. And so that's why I love Alt-A. Him and Amare, a Ghanaian girl.
Love Amare.
Love Amare. Putting Ghana and Nigeria together back on the map thanks to Alt-A music. I love them down.
Yeah.
And Cruel Santino, I'm about to tattoo the name of his album, Subaru Boys, onto my thigh. Because I love that album so much. It's my comfort album. I was listening to it today because I was feeling a little bit low on the bus coming here. I listened to the full album back to front and his other album. Because he just makes such incredible music, and I'm sad that he's so underground, but also I like that he's underground because I can keep it to myself.
And the tickets will be cheap.
When he comes here, prayers up that he comes here because he's in London like all the time, and I'm just like, bro, please, I'm begging, come here. But yeah, Cruel Santino is just amazing, and this song, Matilda's, the first song on his new album, Subaru Boys. Well, his most recent album, Subaru Boys, is not new anymore, but hopefully it comes back again. But Matilda is a song that he does with Brazy, another Nigerian, like, very underground alté artist that you'll only know if, like, you really deep dive into African alternative music.
Yeah.
But she actually sings in English and in Mandarin here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So well, I'm just like, Africa to the world, actually. Africa really to the world.
Our fingers in each continent. Here's absolutely. Matilda by Cruel Santino and Brazy. Hope you enjoy.
Yep.
Chamber at the Sea Ministry. We can't confirm how many lives have been lost, but the notorious organization Armada 6 have claimed responsibility for this devastating act. We can only hope and pray at this point.
Hello, hello. That was a little taste of Matilda by Cruel Santino and Brazy. I loved that and the little like Japanese video game elements you were talking about too. And I love how like the music that you've brought for us today gives us a good taste of your past, your present,
and my future,
and honestly. Your future, and your future. This has been probably the most educational episode we've ever had. I've learned so much today. And because of that, I'm really happy to be ending off on this last song, which I'll let you introduce.
Honestly, thank you to telling me that JPEG Mafia came out with a new album, because usually I don't listen to JPEG Mafia like that. I mostly listen to his like songs back and forth here and there.
Yeah.
But I listened to this album fully this time, and I'm glad I did, because this man is kind of crazy. This man is crazy.
He's deeply unserious.
He's deeply unserious as an individual, and I love it. If there's anything I like, I love silly black men making music. Bring more silly black men into
yes,
the fray.
Please.
We love a silly black man.
Please.
He's so funny.
I've been saying for years, like, Drake would do so well if he just admitted that so
that he
much.
Was
he's
silly.
So silly.
He's
like,
so
he's
silly
such a
and
silly
so
man.
Serious. People are mad at him because he takes himself seriously, and he really should not.
Yeah, if he took himself less serious, like, but anyway,
he
that's
does
a whole other episode.
Not that serious, and it's really funny when he does that.
Yes.
He knows. He's
he
aware
knows.
That he's corny.
He's aware. He's aware. But sorry, back to Peggy.
Back to Peggy.
JPEG Mafia, if you will.
JPEG Mafia. Y'all call him JPEG Mafia. He's our homie. We call him Peggy.
Yeah.
He's our homie. Anybody non-black, y'all call him JPEG Mafia.
JPEG Mafia. Full name.
Full name. Thank you. But so Kingdom Hearts Key, I listened to it in the bus last night, and I literally almost screamed. I almost screamed, bro. I was literally standing up on the bus like, oh my God. Oh my God. Bro, you know why? You know why? Because Kingdom Hearts Mafia samples the opening of my favorite anime of all time. And this anime came out in like 1991. And I watched it like 3 times when I was like 11 or 10 or 9. And it's one of my core memories. And it's called Vision of Escaflowne. And nobody ever knows about this anime.
Except
nobody
for Peggy.
Ever talks about it. And Peggy sampled it. And bro, I stood up. I was like, yo, you know that video DJ Khaled where he's like on a boat? And he's like standing up. I was like, that was me. That was me. I was like, that was me. And then everybody's looking at me and I was like, no, look somebody somewhere else. Look somewhere else. Okay, I'm having a moment here.
You're
having
a moment.
I'm having a That's So Raven flashback moment right
a
now.
A moment. Like,
crazy.
A moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Is, yeah. Let's let everyone experience that. Any parting words? Because this is going to play us out. Any parting words before we go?
Okay, parting words, Black Lives Matter, period.
Yes, like, okay. This has been Songs with Ebina. This is Kingdom Hearts Key with Peggy, Danny Brown, and Red Veil from the album Scaring the Hoes. Enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Flesh in a blend. Try to dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think. I was chillin' one time, this bang. Let the app now I get what you think. Feel like Ezra when I'm on the scene. All these felonies they never seen. Got my cock like I'm Argentinian. Like the second they stay on my screen. I'm addicted to hating on me. Don't know what it takes, do not ever change. Just one time, big spend. All that money, get flesh in a blend. Try to dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think. All these crack is soft as a mink. Hold to bottom to stay on my sink. Singing like 10 inches like a pill. I feel like I'm just bitch. One time, bitch, thing. All that money get flushed in the bank. Shut up, dribble, go give me a ring. You got money, you don't gotta think.